It's something all school systems have to deal with, a drop in student enrollment, which means, in most cases, losing teachers.
The state has projected us to lose about 47 students next year. We contacted the representative from the state to ask them how they come up with these projections. An example they gave us was they would go back 5 years and look at our live births in the county, assuming that these live births 5 years ago would be coming into kindergarten. They told us that our live births were down by 25 5 years ago as versus the previous year. So therefore, we're projected to lose 25 students alone coming into kindergarten. And that would negate the necessity for a kindergarten teacher if it were all at one school coming into kindergarten, but it's not. Part of it may be at Greenlee, part of it at Tipton Hill, part of it at Bulledine, part of it at Googe. So therefore, even though you lose 25, they may not be all at one school. For example, Greenlee, if a kindergarten class goes from 18 to 15, in Googe, it does the same. You're still going to need a teacher for those 15 just like you would for the 18. That's kind of our predicament. But at the same time, the state has to have a rhyme and reason to their funding, and student enrollment is a main part of that formula.
Danny Young is the finance officer for the Mitchell County School System. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.